Welcome to Entrepreneurial Entrails for some short stories on the guts and glories of being an entrepreneur. Hey, it's Elizabeth Plouffe, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Entrails. And today we're going to talk about reputation a little bit. And I have talked about this before, but there were some situations this Easter weekend that got me thinking more and more about reputation and how your actions impact that. So we're going to talk about face-to-face and we're going to talk about online. And I've got some articles from Forbes I'm going to read to you about, but first I'm going to do some personal sharing. So this Easter weekend, Good Friday, the Spark the Change team, it's a project that I'm involved with, which I love very much and feel so honored to be involved with it. It's fantastic. It's a two-day conference in Toronto that's all about unleashing change and supporting innovation. And I always forget the three themes, but they're fabulous. And we did an exercise where there was an opportunity to provide kudos. And a really powerful thing for me happened. And I don't know that I'll ever be able to explain to the team how much it meant to me, but the brainchild behind Spark the Change, Jason Little, and I are sort of the, and I hate to say this, it sounds so egotistical, but we're sort of the main drivers behind the project as far as, you know, venue and ideas and weird stuff. And, you know, it's kind of what we do. And out of the bluish, feedback was given by one of the team members that said they really liked the balance between Jason and I. I tend to be the more pragmatic, practical, slightly weird one, and he's more the just huge thinker, dreamer, whatever guy. And somebody turned and said, between the two of you, or the two of you together, I think are unstoppable. And that's just wow. I mean, if you could put that on a cape, I would probably wear it everywhere. Can you imagine the power behind being called unstoppable and what that actually means? And I almost tear up just thinking about it. So thank you, Spark team. I will carry that for the rest of my life. That will lead into another part of the podcast. The second thing that happened is that we had a family event for Easter where, you know, tons of people got together. Was lovely. I love my family in Toronto. I miss them so much. And when we get together, it's just such a happy bunch of chaos that I miss it the rest of the year. Part of that, though, is my son has Asperger's syndrome, which I've mentioned before. And he's an amazing guy. Like, he's 19 now. He's an amazing guy. Very creative and empathetic and sympathetic and da da da. But he's not your typical 19-year-old guy. And, you know, it becomes apparent after you spend a couple of hours with him that he kind of beats to his own drum. And not in a, you know, freaking weird kind of way, but just, you know, a little offbeat. And there were some behaviors that happened that caused some concern from my husband and my daughter that, I got upset. So we had a little conversation when we got home, and it turns out that one of the reasons my daughter had such a bad reaction, my aunt actually accused her of bullying my son, was that my son engages in fib telling, story stretching, whatever you want to call it. And unfortunately, he chooses to include his sister in some of these tall tales. And we've been battling this since he was about 13, to the point where I had gone to our the therapy person. She's so amazing. Dr. Weaver at Erin Oak Kids. And I said, you know, what the hell with the lying? I thought Asperger's people with Asperger's could not lie. And she looked at me, and the funny answer was, she says, well, they can't. She said, it doesn't stop them from trying, but they can't. So this is not everybody. It's, you know, it's like saying what you should know about autism, just FYI, is that if you know one person with autism, you know one person with autism. Each person with autism is completely unique. There's never two people that are alike. They have some similarities, which is awesome, because then they can use those to connect and what have you, but all of them are different. So I'm not saying that every person with Asperger's lies, but my son happens to exhibit this particular trait that can show up. And in the face of complete evidence, he will still try and hold on to this friggin' lie. drives me bananas, and you'll learn why in a few minutes as well. So we had a little come to Jesus on Monday because I was so angry Sunday night that I just refused to speak because I didn't want to be mean and I didn't want to get into sort of a tit for tat whatever situation. And I know I can do that. And so, you know, I sort of protected my family and myself from a major temper tantrum. But I talked to my son and I said, here's what you need to know. I said, I don't completely understand why you do this, other than when you're on the spectrum, it is hard to relate to other people. It is hard to find talking points. And so by creating these fantastical stories, one of which was he told my aunt that he started doing claymation when he was 3, when in fact he just took it up like 5 years ago. He does that for, you know, to, I guess, just to feel special and relate to somebody, which, you know, people without autism do all the time. And I said, the challenge with that, buddy, is that over time, when you continue to engage in this behavior of lying and stretching the truth and what have you, is that people stop trusting you. And when somebody stops trusting another person, eventually that relationship erodes to nothing. And you don't want to be around that person. You don't trust what they have to say. You don't want to listen to their stories. And you have no idea when to believe them as the truth. And I said, so the problem is at 19 is that you're damaging your relationships and your reputation for the rest of your life. It's one thing to engage in this behavior when you're younger. But I'm sorry, once you're over 18, shit starts to go sideways when you continue to engage in this behavior. And people see through it really quickly. So we went over that and you know, talked to him about how this is impacting his relationships with his family and going forward with an employer and what have you. And that sort of leads me into what I want to talk to you about today. One of the great series that I'm doing podcast-wise is one called Sneaky Shit with Marguerite Zimmerman of E=MZ². And it talks about the 6 principles of influence. And it talks about how your actions impact your relationships with others, which everybody, you'd hope that everybody would be self-aware and understand that, but not always the case. And if you are on a slippery slope of fudging the numbers and telling little white lies and what have you in business to get ahead or to get out of trouble or whatever you're choosing to use it for, I'm here to tell you, it will bite you in the ass. Your reputation will become dirt. And you don't want that. I don't even know how much to explain it to you. Nothing on this planet that is material or what have you is worth lying and damaging your reputation permanently. I even left a job because being associated with the organization was going to negatively impact my reputation, which I discovered was really good. And I worked very hard on that. And it's not that I care, there's a distinction here as well. It's not that I care what people think of me as far as clothing or how my hair looks or my choice of books or choice of movies. I mean, if you want to talk about Deadpool and Marvel, I can go for hours. If it's not your thing, that's okay too. Don't judge me for being a Marvel superhero fanatic. And my example with that would be from the other person's behavior anyway. If you're talking to me at an event and I bring up Deadpool, which I don't do randomly, there's usually a lead-in, and you don't like Deadpool, just say you don't like Deadpool. Because if you have a conversation with me and you chat about how, oh, I also like Marvel and superheroes and, oh yeah, they're so great and what have you, and then 2 minutes later I walk by and you're talking to somebody, you're like, yeah, no, can't stand superhero movies, only like, you know, documentaries on, can't even think of what, then right there, you've lost any traction you gained with me. And if I know the person you're talking to, from me to you, I'm a little bitchy that way, I'll walk up to that person and said, hey, you know how they said they didn't like Marvel and superheroes? Well, when they were talking to me and thought they could get something out of it, they did. It will nail you. A few years ago, and here's something I strongly encourage you to do. A few years ago, I was in a workshop and one of the exercises was to reach out to your network and ask people to let you know what the top 5 words were that came to mind when they thought of you. And I am so proud up to this day that I took everybody's feedback and I put it in a spreadsheet because I'm a little bit of a research geek on some days. And the top three that came up were loyal, trustworthy, and honest. How cool is that? I just, to this day, I'm so proud of that. And I've done it twice. Not that I'm, you know, a positivity seeker, but I think I did it about 4 years apart. And same things came up. Different network, same things came up. So I know from my perspective that the way my core values operate, I don't lie. I don't make shit up. And I usually ask people when they say, you know, be honest, do you really mean that? Because I will be brutally honest. I try to be nice about it, but usually WTF shows up on my face pretty easily. So not always great. So that's where I brought it back to my son that, you know, you're going through life lying and fibbing and trying to fit in and trying to relate. And I get that you have a challenge and this is what you're using to solve it. But if people were to choose five words to describe you, would honest be one of them? Probably not. Whereas I can consistently get that feedback that says I'm honest and loyal and trustworthy, which, you know, girl guide as well. Woo-hoo! So that's awesome. But those are the things that you need to be worried about. Those are the things that if you're not being consistent in your actions, if you're not being consistent in your words, if you're not taking care of your online reputation as well, then if you have a network who will be honest with you, it's also an opportunity for growth. If you do that reach out and you ask for people to provide the five words that come to mind when they think of you, and some of them are negative, then that's an opportunity for you to see that and find ways to fix it. And it might not matter to you and, you know, rah, rah, you. It matters to me. And if I consistently saw, you know, bully or whatever, I'd be like, oh, crap, I didn't realize I was putting that vibe out. I need to fix that. And I found an article from Forbes written by Dara Brewstein, who is the founder of Network Under 40. And it's from 2014, but it still applies. And so I'm going to read you a little bit of this article because it just completely validates what we're talking about today. So pop quiz, what form of currency never fluctuates with the market? Answer, your reputation. Your actions plus what others say about you equals your reputation. This small formula is the most powerful leverage you have in business and in life for that matter. While people say you shouldn't be concerned about what others think, I'm wary of that advice. Whether it's a vendor cutting you a great deal, a hiring manager considering offering you a position, or someone with purchasing power, others often decide your fate. All it takes is a small sway from a trusted contact to either get you in or push you out. Today, we have to think more about reputation management, even more than we did in the past. Not only do we have to worry about how we present ourselves in the flesh, but also we have to be aware of how we come across online. I'm not here to teach you the basics, like avoiding immature or offensive content on social media pages. Please don't do that. Hopefully you know that. I'm here to remind you to create a great impression in real life and then leverage that work to create a strong reputation in online currency. It's a fantastic article, and it goes on to talk about the six principles of influence and how you apply those. You know, do what you say you do, help others succeed, all those positive things. Some of it is a little bit dodgy, but, you know, consider body language, be consistent, act with integrity. All things you would consider should be normal, but never so much. So that's what I strongly encourage you today. If you think about it, if you have the time, if you, you know, get over the potential fear factor of asking people what they really think about you, it's an opportunity to provide you with tools to help you through the times where you're not feeling so great about yourself. It's an opportunity to leverage those positive things to build your business reputation and know that you can back that up. It's an opportunity for growth if consistent feedback shows that you have some negative qualities that are coming across. I had that happen for about 10 years where, you know, not great things were being said as far as how I handled things, no filter, all that stuff. And I worked really hard on that. So reputation, manage it well. Realize it has huge amounts of value that you might not be using correctly right now. Take the time to really listen to people's feedback. you could also end up at a time where somebody takes the time to call you unstoppable. And that's beyond powerful in so many ways. And you could get the time to be called loyal and trustworthy and honest and know that you are operating true to your core values regardless of the situation. And it's a powerful thing. So for today, face-to-face reputation, online reputation, doesn't matter where you are, please take the time to consider how valuable your reputation is. Please take the time to consider any behaviors you might be engaging in right now that are negatively impacting your reputation. And if you're a little liar, liar, pants on fire, somebody is going to kick you in the ass at some point. They will find out. Everybody does. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Just know you have the guts and glories to make your own story, and I hope it's an honest and trustworthy one. And you can check me out on Twitter at MCVPLOOF. My business is MCV Communications, and I'm also on Instagram and LinkedIn and all kinds of fantastic places. So I hope to see you there. Have a fantastic day, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.